Cecil Beaton, Theatre of War. The Imperial War Museum's incomparable historical collections contain one of the country's greatest 20th century collections of photography, which, while one of the country's major archives for modern history, also form the basis for exhibitions which are not only scholarly, but also unexpected. One such is the 2012-2013 show of work by Sir Cecil Beaton, CBE, 1904-1980. The reputation of Cecil Beaton hardly rests on the fact that he was the most prolific and productive of official war photographers, both on the home front and abroad during World War II. Rather, he is thought of as a Royal Society and celebrity portrait photographer, designer for stage and film, recipient of 3 Oscars and a Tony, prolific author, and gossipy and fascinating diarist. His life was also scrutinized, as he himself became not only a photographer of celebrity, but a celebrity. Friendship with Greta Garbo was also the subject of conjecture and discussion. His long professional relationship with Vogue analyzed, including a deeply distressing episode when his casual anti-Semitism was accidentally published in the magazine in 1938, causing a severe hiccup in the apparently seamless, but in fact rather agonized, rise to the frothy top of his profession. He also had, perhaps unusually, considering the gossamer role much of his art played, a crucial role in the ascension of photography as an art form to be taken seriously, exhibited in museums, and accompanied by scholarly apparatus. Sir Roy Strong curated the 1968 retrospective of Beaton's photography at the National Portrait Gallery, ushering in that gallery's firm public commitment to the medium. And Beaton himself collaborated with Gail Buckland on one of the first accessible and surprisingly informative histories as illustrated anthology, The Magic Image, in 1973. More than 7,000 photographs from his war work are part of the collection of the museum. It is a revelation on several grounds, an enormous output from someone who could appear a languid poseur, and was self-confessed as someone simultaneously aware of his talent and neurotically insecure. And the results were wonderfully memorable, yet also, in their cool composition, curiously detached. There is little heartfelt emotion, and the subtitle, Theatre of War, could not be more apt. Beaton lobbied to be appointed, and some of the correspondence with the Ministry of Information and Sir Kenneth Clarke is on view. He was to travel extensively, starting by documenting the home front, in particular London, publishing History Under Fire, with text by James Pope Hennessy, 1941, and continuing with the shipyards in the northeast, the pilots of the Battle of Britain and beyond, and including North Africa, the Western Desert, the Middle East, and India, Burma, and China. He photographed the last days of the Raj, and the astonishingly regimented Chinese armies, eerie pre-echoes of the military choreography we last saw in the Beijing Olympics. Beaton's images were throughout always credited, not for him the anonymity of some of the news agencies, and he published throughout, the titles self-explanatory, from Air of Glory and Winged Squadrons to Near East, Far East, Cecil Beaton's Indian album, Cecil Beaton's Chinese album. In India, he not only photographed the picturesque, to Western eyes, but consul generals and the Indian aristocracy, plus échange. Who could be more solemnly authoritative or confident than the young Mountbatten or Lady Wavell, in formal gown and complete with tiara and royal decoration, posed on the Viceroy's throne in the Vice Regal Lodge in Delhi, calmly regal?